Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now,
we have cash. It is Friday. Why don't you win some cash like our buddy Earl from down in Olive Branch? He's got $1,000. I think he's driving around down there and celebrating his $1,000 win. Your word this hour is wine, W-I-N-E. You can text the word wine right now up until noon to win $1,000. Text wine, W-I-N-E, to 72881. Text wine, W-I-N-E, to 72881. And we'll have another code word before the rundown at high noon with Jason and John.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to open one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. Who that? Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about, don't worry about my name. I got to say.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Friday, and boy, am I happy to be here, John Martin, because that means we are on the cusp of Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody enjoys it. I'm excited about it. It'll be a nice little break. We'll get refreshed, and we're certainly coming off, you know, a tiring news cycle, quite frankly. Tiring, but exciting. Most of the news has been exciting. Got a little bit more on the Tom Bowen stuff. We'll get to that, that whole resignation. I think Daily Memphian had a news story about it today. That said, the University of Memphis did plan to investigate John Martin.
And maybe, just maybe, Tom Bowen said, you know what? No, don't worry about it. I'll get on out of here. I'll get on down. Y'all don't have to worry about no investigation. Don't waste another resource. I'm gone.
Maybe that's how it went.
A lot to get to on the show today. The smoke, it feels like, has cleared from on Memphis basketball for now. Obviously, they have to make an assistant coaching hire. But it feels like it will be quiet on Memphis basketball for at least 24. Yes, my computer is overheating because I've been putting in so much work.
I was going to say, it sounds like it's an ocean over there. I'm getting an ocean sound.
Well, it's soothing. It's very soothing.
Why is it so loud?
Because it's overheating.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's a new computer.
It is a new computer. I'm going to take this thing right back to Best Buy.
Yeah, you got problems, bro.
But yes, feels like it might at least be quiet on Memphis basketball for a day or two. We're going to talk to Gary Parrish. Gary Parrish will join us at 11:25. He covers college basketball on a national level. Are you going to be able to focus?
Man, you got a hoopty computer over there, bro.
I just have to restart it. I don't feel like restarting it.
I mean, I think, Brad, can you hear that? Can listeners hear?
I actually just turned on the microphone so we could get a little more audio from it. I'll turn them down. But listen, let me turn them all up. Damn, that's like white noise.
It is. You put your dog to sleep to that, John.
Yeah, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I didn't mean to get you off there, but it was distracting me.
I'm focused. I'm ready to have an amazing show.
The listeners can take it.
Gary Parrish, as you know, covers college, but I'm going to move it away from the mic. But of course, it's going to be closer to you, so the onus is going to be on you to focus.
Oh, I won't hear in my headphones.
Gary Parrish, as you know, covers college basketball on a national level for CBS Sports.
He's the best.
.com. And we're going to talk to him about Penny. We're going to talk to him about Penny and his comments in this recruiting class and how often Gary himself wants the smoke.
He's got number six, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got number six, yes. And then whatever happens with Rajon Tucker.
Right.
Obviously, I think he said if Rajon Tucker never makes the campus, he'd drop him down to, I think, ninth or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so they'll end up being ninth on Gary Parrish's
top
preseason.
10 team within going.
Yeah,
the
they will enter the year fair. As a top 10 team. Yeah. They will not enter the year as a top 5 team, but they will enter it as a top 10 team, and that will be the highest ranking since 2011.
You always do this to me.
I think it was Will Barton's sophomore year because they started the year and they got blown out versus Michigan. That's what I remember about it.
So 11 or 13, somewhere in there.
Oh,
I'll get the book.
But you're right.
Yeah, I think it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in that range.
In that range.
Yeah. So anyway, Gary will join us at 11:25. Hoping to be joined by Brian Windhorst at 12:25. He's a busy man, so you have to wait on confirmation. But we're hoping to be joined by him. We'll talk to him about the NBA, about the Memphis Grizzlies, about Ja Morant. Always a treat when you're joined by the great Brian Windhorst. So we will hopefully do that at 12:25. Chris Mannix also scheduled to join us on the show today from Sports Illustrated. So we're going to give you a big old spoonful of NBA.
You're going to eat this NBA.
So
doubling down on NBA today.
Yeah, there is no doubt. So Chris Mannix will join us. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies and Ja Morant and the coaching search and Kevin Durant and more. And also at 1:25 in studio, Will Coleman. Will Coleman, former Memphis Tiger. Saw him briefly. You know how Barbecue Fest is, bro. You don't want to, you know. You can't. It's hard to navigate and wrestle through the ocean, but I saw him from across the way.
Well, he stands out.
He does stand out. So anyway, he's going to be in studio at 1:25. They're doing the TBT thing again,
but with a new wrinkle.
A new wrinkle.
This year's games will be played here, or at least they will be one of the sites. Memphis, I think, over in the Elmer Rhone Fieldhouse. We'll get more from Will when he's here, but they'll have that team and they'll have a home place at least to play to start out. You realize that the overseas elite, I didn't realize this until I looked at it, you know, preparing for Will's arrival.
Yes.
The overseas elite team in the TBT has won it the last 4 years.
Really?
Like, you don't stop. I think they're undefeated, 25-0. Will can maybe tell us who's on that team, why they're so tough to beat. A bunch of pros, obviously, just like the name would suggest, from overseas that come over here and win this thing every year. It's up to $2 million that they all split. And again, you'll have games associated with the University of Memphis this year. They'll be at Elmer Rhone Fieldhouse, I believe. We'll get that all straight. When Will Coleman comes in here at 1:25, we'll talk a little Tigers, a little Penny with him, too. A little Penny.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a big weekend. I know this weekend, first of all, I'm going to be at Zoo Brew tonight. So come on out.
Oh, we know
with
what
me.
You're checking out.
You are going to be, I've been told you will take the family to a parade. A fireworks show tomorrow.
Celebrate Memphis, John.
Yes.
It's a lot more than just a parade of fireworks. There will be dancing. There will be concerts. There will be an air show, I believe. What do y'all call those things? Drones? Those fly around things you control?
Yeah.
A light drone show.
You
like that? You like that?
I love that.
So I'm thinking a little CJ might like it too, man. I think we're going to be out with the people tomorrow at the celebration of
Hello then.
And then tomorrow night, I've got one of the many high school reunion events that White Station has put on. Or that the committee.
I know this is big for you.
For the class. Well, again.
You had a big decision of whether to go back or not.
It was a big decision.
And you waited, and you decided to do the right thing, to go back and see the people.
And, you know, I've already talked to Sam about it. I've already talked to my wife about it. I said, listen.
You're going to be showing her off?
No.
You're going to be feeling good, that beautiful woman you've got?
We've already had the conversation about it. I said, listen, you got to understand something. There are going to be girls at this that talk to me. I'm being honest. Like I'll have to warn
Brad,
her.
And Brad, that's right. I mean, but me and Brad are here rubbing our foreheads. Like, can y'all believe? I'm sorry, you've got it. Can this guy here?
Because I had friends in high school who were girls.
Bro, you were sloppy top in high school. They didn't like you. Oh, all of a sudden you're gonna know now. I want him.
Yes.
Most of them are gonna be married too, John. Imagine
back
that.
Then, they
I realize
want
you
now
are.
Hot, they all
I realize
back
you are
then,
a
they
magnet.
Want me.
I
I'm
realize
hot, they all on me.
You are new money, but I think they're gonna be able to control themselves.
I'm not saying they're gonna throw themselves on me, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm not saying that. I am saying that
this
I am going to hold conversation with women. And my wife is going to have to understand that.
Your Vineyard Vine set's got you feeling real foxy, brother.
I'm just, look, you have to warn people. I said, this is my past. And I know my past, you know, it makes you uncomfortable. You don't like talking about it. But
dude, enjoy yourself.
And I'm her enjoying herself
and
is
again,
how I enjoy myself. If she acts all, you know, mad because, you know, some chick comes up and wants to give me a hug, my wife very protective.
John, I'm going to tell you something. You get it. I'm going to tell you something, and maybe I hope you don't buck at this. Your wife is your best accomplishment since White Station.
Wow.
That's saying a lot because you have done a lot. I don't want you to take that the wrong way. You know what I'm saying?
I got the Bowen
yes.
story.
And so when you go, well, the fact that you're bringing her with you, John, that is the prize right there. It, you know, it ain't so. That's the way you should go at it. And you should be, man, look at what I've accomplished since White Station.
Right.
Boom. And that way, your wife will feel great. You will come out of it looking great. And I'm telling you what, you'll earn a couple of little brownie points there. That's the way you handle that like a player.
So
brother.
You think I handled
like
it.
Like a smooth husband.
You think I handled it already very clumsily?
Well, the way you're coming in, the mindset, I think, is off a little bit. We're just trying to get you back.
A little bit of a setup, right? Yeah.
I feel like that's
just my advice.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. And I know she appreciates you saying
it's,
that.
It's only a high compliment for your wife. That's
yeah.
All.
I just want to make sure nobody, like, I don't want nobody to get mad. I don't want none of that. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be fine. Where is it, by the way?
Well, this particular event's at Rail Garden tomorrow night. It's a semi-private event.
I never do reunions. I didn't do the prom. I was a loner, unfortunately.
You didn't do a prom?
I didn't go to a prom.
Jason!
Never.
You smoking them black and miles this morning?
And I hate, because we always get sucked into this, but, you know, I couldn't take Kiva, so I didn't go.
Why couldn't you take Kiva?
Because she had an older boyfriend. We've been down this road, and we're not doing it again, but that would explain
you
a lot of why I didn't go to prom.
Can't shake Kiva.
Well, back in the day, I couldn't. I've long since shook her.
Are you sure?
Oh, brother, I'm on the road of love, and I walk down it skipping every day. You better believe it, and I say, Faith. Faith all day long.
Speaking of walking down the road of love.
Let's get to the top.
Tom Bowen.
What?
There was a.
That is not a good
transition. There was a new article from the Daily Memphian where University of Memphis Council suggested that Tom Bowen resigned in lieu of an investigation.
Imagine that.
What does in lieu mean?
It was coming.
Mm. Okay.
In place of.
So Tom Bowen resign, according to Memphis Council, in place of an investigation. That would sound something like, okay, hey, you resign, we don't investigate, you stay in your job, we investigate, and you're probably not going to like what comes of it. I mean, that's all I can assume here. And then maybe there were some things that coincided, right? Like maybe he had another opportunity as well that he can just go freely pursue.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I heard you on with Jeff this morning. This is a hot button issue for you.
It is not hot. I was asking questions.
It seems like you have some questions.
Why can't we ask questions about dead lawyers around here?
You and these dead lawyers.
It's like people. You start asking questions. It's like the people think you're threatening them or something.
Well,
no. I just think there are a lot of questions surrounding this.
You have questions about the Daily Memphian's questions.
No. No, my questions are about the University of Memphis and its decision to put the letter into the packet that it sent. Yes, most of them are centered around that.
Right.
And I guess in some way, the University of Memphis has sort of responded to that concern. Oh, well, because again, I'm asking the question yesterday, well, do you make that determination that you're going to include this thin letter in that packet that goes over that says it's part of his resignation? Do you make that determination with an investigation or
not? Right.
You know, Tom Bowen says he never saw it. And that was sort of, I felt like an answer from the university, oh, we were going to do one. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But my point to Jeff was, and listen, I understand their editorial decision to run it. I know there's been a lot of back, they've taken a lot of heat for it. Let me put it this way. I understand the way they're explaining it. That letter was thin. You know, those accusations in there, much of it redacted. So a lot of it, we don't even know if there were more details in there or what. But what I talked about with Jeff today was the Daily Memphian on its own, the letter, no, you don't print it, right? Because it's so thin. It's just an accusation from one side. But when the university determines that it is part of the resignation, I understand then why the Daily Memphian says, okay, this is because they're saying it's part of the resignation. So now this becomes newsworthy. I absolutely understand that. My question would be, for a letter that we all said was thin, Daily Memphian wouldn't run it if it was by itself. Why does the University of Memphis make that determination on that thin letter? Unless they know more, why do they make that determination on that thin letter that it has to do with his resignation? Because, again, John, when you make that determination, you know, without an investigation, without Tom, and maybe he did, I'm telling you, that's a totally plausible theory, is that, hey, we got something, we need to talk to you, Tom, out the door. Totally plausible. But they didn't do, at least, or haven't, he did not have an opportunity, maybe he ran away from that opportunity, to speak on. So there was an investigation. So your determination is based on a letter? a thin letter? That to me seems thin. So those are where my questions were. Again, most people have, I can tell, have sort of tried to move on. You know, we're getting candidates' names now, we think, for in terms of people to replace Tom Bowen.
Right.
So there's a cycle of this. There's part of this, and part of the people that are on this story, they're sort of moving on with it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, and I think Giannotto's read the column, Jeff said it with me today, this thing's going to get messier, particularly if Tom doesn't get the SoCon commissioner job. Because then, is he looking at a situation where, because the University of Memphis has decided this part of the resignation, and they did that in their actions by sending it to the Daily Memphian, has that prevented me from getting a gig? Man, if, because in this scenario, and I can't tell you that it's true, but I'm saying, what if there was no hanky-panky? Tom's going to be, I would think, ready to fight and ready to sue, and this thing could get ugly.
Right. Yeah. Now, I have my doubts as to him suing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would really require you being comfortable with, like, nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like everything.
Right.
Like you'd have to have absolutely zero.
I'm going to be real honest with you. The fact that they were always together.
That's just fishy.
It weighs with me. To me, because again, I'm a guy, and I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't know much about cheating. I've been good. I thank God that I haven't since I've been married. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, girl, whatever. I've not cheated on my wife. So I don't know. Right, if you're having how you would act.
Right.
But I've watched a lot of movies. I've had friends who've had affairs.
Well, you've watched movies in the 80s.
Well,
it's
okay.
Changed.
And early 90s, and then I cut it off. But okay, those are good movies. And you know I know the whole cast and the whole premise of those movies. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And when a man is cheating, it's just not natural behavior to be so brazen, to be so out there about it, always together with the person he's supposed to be cheating with.
Now,
I can't not get that off my chest.
No,
okay? That has an impact with
it. Are you familiar with the...
could have been doing something. Absolutely. I'm not saying he would.
Are you familiar with the Beyonce cheating movie? Obsessed.
I was able to watch a little bit... No. I saw her last whatever this
Idris
was.
Idris Elba's in it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you should go check it out. It's you know, it's...
Beyonce and Idris Elba?
Yeah, it's been compared to...
That's the one where she's in the house. That's the one where
to Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, no, the white girl. She's trying to get
Idris. Yeah, the Caucasian lady.
Yeah, what's the name of it again?
Obsessed.
I have seen it.
Yeah, you have seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so that's, you know, so you are familiar a little bit with the, you know, current cinematic, infidelity. So, like, you are a little
love
bit
love the way the movie's, it's got a Sam Sparrow song to start it off called Black and Gold, John. Love that movie.
Yeah, you know, it was, it generally received negative reviews from critics, 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I didn't think Beyonce was very strong in it.
Yeah, but it did have Beyonce. Anyway,
but
so
she's strong.
Here's my guess. Here's my educated guess on the story. I think this is the last we hear of it.
What?
Yes. As it relates to like Tom Bowen in Memphis, like I don't think we'll hear about any kind of lawsuit. I don't think we'll. I think this is kind of it. You know, unless something, of course, further comes out. Which of course
I think it's
gonna
get messier. I'm with the whole it's gonna get messier crew. That's where I'm at. Yeah.
Interesting. As it relates to the future, though. For the University of Memphis.
Yes.
There was an interesting little tidbit over at the Ole Miss, I think it's the rival site. You're going to have to excuse me. It's Spirit. Jeffrey Wright would know. I don't go on those websites. But Spirit has a – Ross Bjork is no longer the Ole Miss athletic director.
Big news.
He is at Texas A&M.
That's big news around here.
So SEC West from SEC West.
Yep.
It's funny because Texas A&M's AD goes to LSU, and now Ole Miss's AD goes to Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
I think both moves are probably right. You know, I think both moves are easily justified and make a lot of sense. That leaves an opening at Ole Miss. And so why does this matter to Memphis? Ben Garrett, I believe is his name. He covers Ole Miss for that website. He has a potential AD list, right? That's what you do, right? Mm-hmm. It's content. And first of all, Ren Baker's name is on there.
Yes.
That makes so much more sense for Ole Miss than it does for Memphis because Ren Baker's already making $500,000 or so.
Tom making
$400,000? Huh?
Tom's making $400,000
around
that?
Yeah.
It's a pay cut for
exactly,
Ren right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, $400,000 gets you further in Memphis than $500,000 does in Dallas, Fort Worth. But the point remains, you're not taking a pay cut.
And these people still got Tim Duncan on your wish list. Look, I'd love to have him too, but the timing is not right for him. I don't believe you will be able to pull him from New Orleans right now.
Exactly. So we established that early on, you know.
I've tried to tell people.
Yeah, so it's not going to be Tim Duncan. Ren Baker, I never thought would leave North Texas for Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
You leave North Texas for a Power 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I could definitely see.
$500,000.
Ren Baker would be great at Ole Miss. Like
it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it really does. However, there's another name on Ole Miss's potential AD list. And his name is Tommy McClellan.
Uh-huh.
And next to his name is a line that said expected to be named AD at Memphis soon.
That's strong.
So I'm assuming that Ben Garrett is pretty plugged into these things, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not in AD circles.
I think he's got a pretty good rep for – I saw Walken congratulating, telling him good job. I know he's got a good rep for being plugged in.
Yeah, so let me give you a little bit of background on Tommy McClellan. I love this if that's the way they're going. I think it is.
Young guy, right?
Absolutely brilliant. He's a young guy,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost.
I like that because, you know, you're going to get energy.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But let me give you the guy is in his 30s. Like, he was born in 1980 or 1981.
Tell me more.
Is that 30? Yeah, that's like 34, 35 years old, you know? So I think, something like that. I don't know what year it is anymore. 36, 37?
37.
Okay, yeah, 37 years old. Here's what has happened on his watch at Louisiana Tech. That's where he is right now. The Louisiana Tech basketball team was one of just 13. This comes from Drew Hill, the commercial appeal. Louisiana Tech's basketball team, one of just 13 teams in the nation to record 23-plus wins in five straight years. They also won two regular season conference championships.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulldogs football team, one of just four teams nationally to win a bowl game in each of the past 4 years. Also, while he's been there, done a great job of raising money, getting facilities built. Very important at a place like Memphis when you want that indoor facility, right? You want to get that done. They added a $23 million athletics complex. Also, they had an $18 million press box, luxury suites at their football stadium. And again, great fundraiser, set records in private giving. You know, these are things that are so important at a place like Memphis.
No question.
You know, and this guy, just reading his resume, I've never talked to him, never even really heard of him until this week.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at his resume, he feels like a star. Like Tommy McClellan, if Memphis could get this done,
mm-hmm.
like I think they're hiring the next great AD star. I really do.
Well, just from the little bit that I've been able to glean from his background and what you read about him so far, it feels like he's got a – we have a tendency to put these guys – we've talked about this before, John, put these guys in a box, one box, whether they're football or basketball ADs. You're either a basketball guy or you're a football guy. We have a tendency to do that with guys. And we put Tom in that football box. You had Allnut in that football box. You know what I mean? Ren Baker was more of a basketball guy. That's how he came up. Oklahoma State way, I believe, for Ren Baker. McClellan looks like a guy that understands both.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this when we talked about whoever the next athletic director is. Super unique situation here where, hey, on the surface now, very attractive. You've got both programs operating at a high level. But what you've got to know is the uniqueness of it, how basketball is sort of the driver here.
Right.
Different than other places, different than most places in college athletics.
Yep.
And again, I'd say it the same way that I said it with Bowen. You know, you come in, your job is to fix football. You can't do it to the detriment of basketball. I think it's the best way to put it, so I at the risk of, you know, repeating myself over and over, basketball's the front porch.
Yep.
And it I know we want to switch it up and have football be the driver so you could really, you know, get yourself in a Power Five, but I feel like it's always going to be that way around here because we are a basketball town. That's just what we are. And so that AD has got to understand that basketball's the front porch. Knowing that, keep football as a priority right there at the top. It's hard to do, to balance the two,
yep.
you know, to show football that you mean, that you're pouring as much into that as you are basketball.
Yep.
You know, because naturally you're going to pour more into your front porch.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? I could see resentment on the football side. This is a guy, I think, who can understand the dynamic, and that's what I told
Find
you.
Find a balance.
Yeah. And he won't get it with Rudd telling him about it, you and I telling him about it, sitting down before. He has to walk in it. But what you hope is that walking it and having the job, that he gets it as quickly as he can, because some guys don't get it. They never do.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Some,
yep.
And some just kind of buck at it. And I think you've got a guy here who would understand both. So I'm with you that I like the looks of this candidate.
Yeah.
And McClellan.
I think it'd be absolutely fantastic. I'm a huge fan of it if it happens. And I hope it does, because I think he's a stud based on what I've read about.
You want risers here, right, John?
No doubt.
That's what you've done. That's what you've done football, in football.
Yes, absolutely.
You should do it for your ADs as well.
You know, you don't want the guys who, and I'm not, you know, Tom Bowen was good. He had his good sort of qualities about him, right? But I would rather just have the guy who comes from a place like Louisiana Tech, who's raising money, who's getting ish done down there.
I want guys like Ren Baker that are risers.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are the guys before they're power. You're not pulling a power five guy in here.
No doubt.
You know, to do this AD job. Get the risers like you, the hot next thing, just like Norvell, just like you've done in football, and go that route. That feels like the way to go. And no this question. Would be, yeah, I'm with you. This would seem to qualify as one of those guys.
No doubt. All right, when we come back, Gary Parrish is going to join us. We will talk about Memphis basketball with him and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you run into Steve Kaufman at Oak Hall, he'll talk to you however you like about two things, baseball and clothes. He loves baseball because his 8-year-old son, Dylan, looks like he may be headed to the major leagues. He loves clothes because it's what he knows best. Kaufman started working in retail in high school at U.S. Mail. He started his own place downtown. You may remember it, Shelton Clothiers. And then in 2013, he came over to Oak Hall because, as he puts it, it's truly one of the best in the country. It's the pinnacle. So I guess you could say that Oak Hall is like the Yankees, except they have more than pinstripes. Oak Hall is like Boston, except it doesn't limit itself to Sox. Oak Hall is like the Cubs, except it never had that long losing streak. Oak Hall is like the Cardinals, and then it feels a lot like family. Steve Kaufman lives in Bartlett. He tells his buddies all the time, just come in and let me show you around. There's something at Oak Hall for everyone. Well, except they don't have spikes. So stop by Oak Hall and find out why it's the pinnacle, why people like Steve Kaufman think of it as Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium wrapped up in one. And by all means, ask him about Dylan, his budding baseball star. The summer is just getting underway.
One of the toughest tasks for business owners today is to fill out your staff with quality people in every position. It can take away from your day-to-day focus of trying to make your business as good as it can be. Hey, this is Eric Hasseltine here to tell you don't have to worry about that anymore. All you have to do is call PSC Staffing. PSC Staffing's been in Memphis for over 30 years, locally owned and operated. And let me tell you what, they have put people in jobs all over the place, and they can do it right here in Memphis. They understand the local market, so that's why you need to give them a call. They can custom tailor a staff solution for all of your business's needs, whether it's light industrial, clerical, nursing, professional placement, drivers, or construction. They do it all. Visit their website at pscstaffing.com or give my friend Chris Bramlett a call. 794-6144, 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing, locally owned and operated, and the company you should trust. Give Chris Bramlett a call. 901-794-6144. PSC Staffing. Let them put the right people in your positions.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Hey, it's John Martin. Join me for Zoo Brew. It's tonight at the Memphis Zoo, starting at 7. Over 100 kinds of beer to sample. Get tickets at the door. See you there.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, every Friday around this time, we talk to Gary Parrish. Gary Parrish is the host of the Gary Parrish Show. You can catch him on CBS Sports Network. You can listen to him 4 to 6 afternoons here on 92.9. He joins us now. GP, what up?
What's up with it? You okay? You okay?
You want the smoke?
I do want the smoke.
You want the smoke?
No, actually, I don't want the smoke. I'm past the point of needing smoke. I just want quiet. Mostly, I just prefer silence.
When in your life, in what stage of your career would you have wanted to smoke?
I'd have probably been my early 20s. I think that's when I was best equipped to to endure the smoke and flourish while surrounded by smoke. But as I've reached my 40s, I've certainly settled into a tamer life, yes, undeniably.
And you're a father of three now, obviously. You don't need to be getting no lung cancer.
Yeah, I'm just tired, you know. Like, I got three kids and a dog and a wife and, like, a bunch of jobs. I'm just tired. I don't need anything else in this world. I've got plenty.
How much smoke was there when you reported on the Albert Bean story?
Oh, lots of smoke. Like, and like by smoke, I mean death threats. That was wild.
That's smoke. That counts as smoke.
Yeah, I think anytime your life is threatened in what seems at least like in a real way, that qualifies as smoke. And I don't know that I wanted that. I enjoyed everything that came along with that story, except for the death threats and the weird interactions with weird people.
Was that verbal or written threats? I don't believe I know this story, Gary.
There was verbal threats. There was anonymous threats. There were face-to-face threats.
Man.
It got to a point where, I moved out of my home and into a building with security and put everything under somebody else's name so that my name was no longer on anything. Because you got to remember, this is still a time when people had, like, home phones.
For sure.
And there were, like, phone books.
Yep.
And people would look up. My father would get death threats because his name's Gary Parrish. People would look up his name in the phone book, call him, and then threaten him. They thought they were calling me. Logan Young once called my dad's house because he thought it was me looking up in the phone book.
Wow.
The wildest one, though, was I was sitting in that building at 495 Union, and you get a phone call every once in a while from downstairs, and they'd be like, hey, so-and-so's here to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And it would usually be like, hey, John's here to see you. It'd be somebody you were expecting, right?
Wow.
People just didn't usually show up out of the blue. But it was like, hey, I can't remember the guy's name, but they were like, hey, Mike is downstairs to see you. And I said, Mike who? And they were like, sir, what's your last name? And he wouldn't give his last name. And they were like, well, he says he's a friend of yours. I was like, if he's a friend of mine, let's ask for his last name. And the guy wouldn't give him his name, and it was obviously weird. So, the next message was he has something he says that's important he needs to say to you. And we said, okay. So they got security and walked me down there, and I was like behind, behind security guards, but still like in the same room with this guy. And we were in the lobby of the commercial building, and he got so weird that they sort of shuffled us off into a side office so that we could get out of like people trying to make classified ads and stuff, because it was clearly causing a scene on some level. And we get in there, and the guy's like, we don't like this story, and you need to write another story that says that your first story isn't true. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't seem like that's going to be something that happens.
Exactly.
And he keeps reaching into his sport coat. He's real fidgety. And he keeps reaching into his sport coat where, like, I thought maybe he was about to pull out a subpoena, but it could have been a gun, but it could have been anything. But he kept reaching in a noticeable way. And then he gets to a point where he's like, if you do not change this story by the end of the week, there could you could really pay a price for that. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? Like, if you got something to say, say it. He's like, you could really pay a price.
He's a dummy.
If you don't. And they finally, like, got that guy out of there. But for a little period of time, they would walk me back and forth to my car. Security would. Because you just did not know. You didn't know what you were running into. And I this might have been melodramatic, but still, like, I remember it. I, like, grew a beard. You know, started wearing hats everywhere. You know, whereas my very recognizable hair back then would have been noticeable, I was hats and beards and, I went out far less. And, I mean, went out far less because I was working nonstop, but also because I didn't know who I was going to bump into or who was following me or who was going to cause trouble. It was a weird thing to go through. It's, I guess, at any age, but certainly at a young age.
When did it, like, start being normal again? Like, how long did it take?
I don't remember. I remember, like, the story sort of came in stages. Like, it was really big for a while. You know, boom, the first story. Boom, the next story. Boom, people are fired. Boom, people are arrested. You know, now we're going into, you know. And then it was, like, for 2 years, it was just we're waiting on the trial. And so it was sort of off the radar for a few years. And then, you know, I was the Memphis beat writer by the time they went to trial. And if I remember correctly, my editors gave me a choice. they said, hey, this is your story. Do you want to be in that courtroom every day? Or like you're the Memphis beat writer, like you need to be covering Memphis basketball every day. And I chose to take a step back from basketball and focus on that story because I did want to see it all the way through. So I remember at some point just not being concerned anymore, like just not worrying about it anymore. But I don't remember exactly when that was. But I can say that there was a period of time where you were very aware of your surroundings. You were careful about where you were going. I mean, I guess this is the simplest way to put it. I moved into a place with security, and my apartment was not in my name because we didn't want anything That's in my name because we didn't want it to be easy for anybody to find me who might be looking for me.
Yeah. That is definitely
unbelievable story.
That is wild. By the way, like the last thing I read about Albert Means was that he was a PE teacher at White Station. I don't know where he is now. That was like 7 years
ago. And most
ago.
Of these Alabama crazies, most of those death threats just rooted in their fans just coming at you? Is that what it's that side?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's
so
what
I
want
to assume
yeah,
that. I want to be clear.
Yeah, it was just people who like love Alabama.
Right,
football.
Okay. That's what
here's one
that's
for you. So one time Kelly and I were down in Destin or Panama City or, you know, somewhere in that area. And we were staying at a little place that had, obviously it's on the beach, but they also have a pool. And so at some point we were in the pool. This is when I remember Aiden being there. So he was very young though. And it's two families in this pool. It's me, Kelly, and Aiden, and then another couple that looks just like us with a kid that looks just like Aiden, right? So, mm-hmm. But the only difference between me and the other father is the other father has an Alabama hat on. And Aiden and this little boy are playing as much as you can play when you're two or three or whatever. And the little boy's name is Logan. And so Kelly decides this is something she's going to bring up. And Kelly goes, oh, your little boy's named Logan? And the Alabama fan with the Alabama hat goes, yeah. And Kelly goes, did you name him after the Alabama booster, Logan Young? Which obviously they didn't, but that didn't stop her from saying that. And they were like, no, we didn't. No, it's like a family name or whatever the answer was. And we continue talking, and I'm looking at Kelly like, don't bring this up. This is not the time. And so she doesn't bring it up. But at some point, they ask us, so where are you guys from? Mm. And Kelly goes, oh, we're from Memphis. That's how I know about Logan Young. And the guy goes, oh, Memphis, I tell you what. That reporter up there who did this story, that's just shameful. And boy, I tell you, if I could have 5 minutes in a locked room with him, you know, that'd just be the end of it. What they did up there in Memphis to our football program. And I'm just looking at Kelly like, don't say another word. Like this could be the guy will drown me right here in this pool. And it was like very quickly after that, I was like, all right, you guys ready to go get dinner or something? Let's get out of here. But it was like.
Alabama
that guy
crazy.
Had no idea that I was who I was, but he knew mm-hmm. of my existence and didn't have a fond opinion of me, and that was like a weird experience too. So, you would bump into that every once in a while, not every day, but every once in a while.
And now you're filling in for Time to Shine. You know, it's worked out great.
You fast forward all these years later, and I'm bald and talking about Kawhi Leonard on. Television. So.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. Fun. You could have died in that pool that day. You know,
so. I could have died in that pool, and then like I'd have never hosted Time to Shine or done Dinner to Go or any of these incredible accomplishments throughout my career.
Yeah, that is like, exactly right.
So yeah, that's why I'm here in New York. I'm doing. I'm assuming I didn't ask, but I'm assuming Adam Shine is like you know taking a 4-day Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah,
and so they needed a guest host, and I'm like the Jeffrey Wright of Time to Shine.
No doubt.
Like what the former Jeffrey Wright was. I'm what Jeffrey Wright used to be when it comes to Time to Shine. Whenever Adam can't be there, I'm happy to fly up and fill in.
Exactly. All right. So on to the smoke deal. There are coaches who finish with the top ranked recruiting class every year. Like Coach K will have it. John Calipari will have it. Whoever will have it. But you never hear them say, oh, man, these practices are going to be legendary. You never hear them say, oh, man, like I want all the hate. I want all the smoke. Like it's one thing to get the number one class and to say, you know, let's just give it time, give these guys time to gel, build some chemistry, and we'll see, and we'll do our best. It's a totally different thing when you say, let's go, I want it all. Like that, and we know Penny is different, but, man, he is so different.
Well, it is true that somebody has a number one recruiting class every year. But what's also true is it's almost always John Calipari or Mike Krzyzewski, mm-hmm. like has been for nearly a decade. Like, nobody else could get that spot. It was either Duke or Kentucky. So for a guy who just got hired 14, 15 months ago and had never previously worked on a college campus in any capacity to come in and out-recruit the two, I think you could reasonably call them the two best recruiters of basketball student athletes in history, both of whom now work at Blue Blood programs. For Penny to come in and do that is remarkable, like possibly, if not definitely, unprecedented, and a surprise even to the people who believed in Penny from the jump. Like, I'll give you guys credit. Like, you guys did think this is possible. But when I would pin you down and say, come on, all right, it's possible, sure, but do you really think he's going to have the number one class? You'd be right. Like, I don't know. You know, like, it's tough. It's just
I'll be honest with you, Gary. Like, I sat down and I wrote this article, like, at the beginning of the month and about all these different guys, Lester, Precious, Rajon, R.J. Hampton, all these guys. And I said for each of them, Memphis has a good shot. And by the time I sent it in, I was like, that feels ridiculous. Like, it feels absolutely ridiculous that I would actually write that.
Well, I think by the beginning of the month, it did seem realistic. But, like, at the time we were initially talking about this, like last July, let's say.
Right.
It didn't seem possible because you're not going to go beat North Carolina for Precious Achiuwa, and you're not supposed to land Boogie Ellis when Duke wants Boogie Ellis, and you're not supposed to go beat Indiana for a kid from New York. Like, this, that's the part where it got really, really impressive. And so you're right. John wouldn't talk about his class the way Penny's talking about his class, and Mike wouldn't talk about his class the way Penny's talking about his class. But, you know, I think he's genuinely excited about what's possible. You know, I remember talking to Penny at James Davis. Like, Van had a little get-together there. I don't remember the occasion, but it was, you know, like, got out of radio, went over there, and, you know, it was food and drinks and whatever. And Penny was there. And, you know, it was after they had lost some games. And you could just tell he was beat down a little bit. And he didn't say these words, but the impression you got from him was like, just wait. You know, I'm a little limited in what I can do right now based on the roster that I inherited. But, you know, it is what it is. It's cool. But, like, I'm not going to be operating from a talent disadvantage much longer. And I got that impression from him. Mm-hmm. And now it's true. I mean, there might not be a game they play next season where they're operating at a talent disadvantage. And if you're looking for reasons why this could be an amazing season, I think it starts with the talent within the program, but also this. You know, we talked about it after every game, win-loss last season. Largely, in year one of Penny Hardaway, what happened is he won the games he was supposed to win and he lost the games he was supposed to lose. There's some exceptions to that, but that's basically how the season broke down. When they were supposed to win, they won, and when they were supposed to lose, they lost. Well, if you apply that same approach here, it's not an approach, but if you apply that same standard here, if they just win the games they're supposed to win and yeah, sure, lose the games they're supposed to lose, they're hardly going to lose. They're going to win a whole bunch, and I do think they're going to win a whole bunch because once they get into their league, especially, you know, they'll get caught, you know, here or there.
Right.
But they're going to have better players at basically every position than basically everybody they play. And that's a good way to ensure you're going to end up with more points than the other team.
Gary, you know, since they edged out Kentucky for number one class in the country, it feels like there's a little bit more of a sentiment on that Kentucky side, maybe from fans and their media. You know what? Let's go ahead and play Memphis in a – you know, in a game, whether it's a neutral or whatever, like John wants to do. Knowing Cal the way you do, and he's told Penny, well, give me a year, and it feels like, you know, in Memphis, it's a no-brainer. Yes, you want to do it. Knowing John the way you do, though, is that something he puts off for a while? Is that something he waits until, you know, Memphis is maybe, their talent level's a little bit lower, you know what I mean? Does he weigh those things? John usually runs to those early season games if it's a good team. Do you think that gets done? Does he put it off? Knowing him the way you do, what do you think?
I don't think he ever plays Memphis voluntarily.
I don't either.
No, like if he gets matched up against them in the NCAA tournament or
has no choice, yep.
You know, battle yep. for Atlantis or something like that, then it is what it is. But I do not think John Calipari is going to voluntarily
I don't
play the University of Memphis. Keep in mind, you know, though Penny has said many times, I've talked to John, he says he's interested, he wouldn't mind doing a game in Nashville. You've never heard John Calipari say that,
I know.
And, you know, I know when Penny got hired, he said, Coach Cal told me that if I ever got, you know, the job, he would play me. But every time John told Penny that, it was when he was trying to recruit Penny's players.
Right.
You tell people whatever you need to tell them. You know, like, hey, Coach, if I ever got the Memphis job, would you play me? I'll play you home and home. I'll play you 2-for-1 and come to FedEx Forum twice. What are you talking about? Whatever you need, Penny. That's just the way coaches talk. But now when it comes to, all right, I got the job, let's do it, it's not going to get done. A little bit like you got that friend who lives in Toronto, and you say, hey, man, if you ever come to Memphis, man, you know, give me a call. Not even your friend, just sort of somebody you know. Hey, if you ever come to Memphis, give me a call. We'll get together. Next thing you know, they show up in Memphis. They're like, hey, just got here. And you're like, ugh. I didn't really want to do that. It's just something I was saying. I'm not trying to go to dinner with this person. I got kids' baseball game tonight. It's just one of those things John said that I don't think he meant. Yep. Because he gains nothing from playing Memphis, this Memphis team. Imagine if he wins. So what? He's Kentucky and he beat Memphis. Who cares?
Right.
But if he loses, it's like, ooh, Penny Hardaway got the job, took 2 Kentucky players, then beat Kentucky in his second year. It's just you don't need that if you're John. You don't want that smoke if you're John Calipari.
I'm with you.
So I bet everything I own that he'll never do a home-and-home with Memphis because Kentucky only does home-and-homes with, like, other blue-blood programs. But even a neutral site game, like the hypothetical game in Nashville, I'd be shocked if he ever did that. I don't think – John is all about setting himself up to win and minimizing the opportunities for loss. And that playing Memphis is a big loss, not just on the court if you lose it, but just – in a variety of ways. You don't want to give Memphis fans any other reason to celebrate at your expense, and that's what he would be doing. I mean, keep in mind, this is the same John Calipari who doesn't even play road games non-league anymore unless he has to.
Right.
Like, he operates in his own way by his own standards, and I don't think his approach lends itself to playing Memphis, particularly when Memphis might have better players than you.
No doubt. And then last thing, Gary, yesterday we were talking about on the show, this is the most talented Memphis team since probably 2013-14 when they had, you know, the four Kings, Austin Nichols, Nick King, Karan Iverson, those kind of guys. If these two teams matched up, and I know we haven't seen the freshmen in this group obviously yet, but they're clearly talented. Who are you taking? Who are you taking in a straight up game, 13-14 team or this team?
So give me the guards on 13-14. That's Joe and
Chris, Jaron, Michael Dixon.
Yeah. I mean, I might go with the experience, you know, guy, you know, 21 and 22-year-olds as opposed to, you know, a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds. But that team didn't have 2 projected top 10 picks. You know, that team didn't have, you know, a guy who is believed to be the favorite to be the number 1 pick in the draft. So I think I'd lean toward experience. Like, when teams are comparably talented, like, then take the team that's got more experience.
Right.
But I do think this team has more just pure possible pro talent. So I don't know, coin flip situation. I guess I'd say knowing what we know, how the season unfolded then,
right?
You might take this one because I don't believe Memphis fans will be satisfied if this season unfolds like that season did.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And I know I think I just answered both ways, but I don't think there's an obvious right answer to that question.
GP, always appreciate
Thanks,
it,
man.
Best of luck this afternoon on Time to Shine.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, he is Gary Parrish. Catch him on Time to Shine. His favorite pastime, clearly. Always appreciate his time. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 12 noon.
Hit the green with today's perks deal. Get half off 2 rounds of golf, each with cart rental, range balls, and meal from Riverbend Links in Tunica, Mississippi. Riverbend Links, a par 72, 6,900-yard masterpiece, is the only true Scottish Link-style golf course in the Mid-South. They're located on a scenic bend off the mighty Mississippi River and feature lakes, sand, grass bunkers, and strategically placed mounds. Riverbend Links also offers a fully stocked golf shop, practice facilities, and a bar and grill restaurant. Get yours today at getmyperks.com.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, redberry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
The sun is shining, you've got a full tank of gas, a restless group of friends, and 0 plans for the weekend. You know what that means. Road trip. Only problem is, you forgot to deposit your paycheck. You could start your road trip with a bank trip. Nothing wrong with going the classic route. But why not use Regions Mobile Deposit to make a deposit right into your account? For a small fee, you can get immediate availability when you open your Regions Mobile app. Select checking, savings, or money market, snap some pictures, click a button or two, and done. Plus, the Regions Mobile app now has fingerprint recognition. Not to mention plenty of other ways to bank on the go. So if your idea of a spontaneous road trip doesn't include a bank trip, Regions has you covered. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Visit regions.com/mobile deposit for terms and details. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
With our people, tech, and tools, Regions Bank makes life easier. Regions, member FDIC.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it, but it's no use. The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh. You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Workplace injury, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Started walking, and the apes climbed down from the trees, and grew tall, and they started talking, and the stars fell out of the sky, and my tears rolled into the ocean. And now
there's that black and gold. Bob that head and head on over to the Wing Guru. It is lunchtime in Memphis, Tennessee. There's no better place to do it than over at the Wing Guru. That's where our friend Billy Richmond, the former Tigers basketball player, serving up the best wings in town. Party, whole, boneless, however you like your wings. I'm a boneless man myself. However you get them, you're going to get them with the best premium flavors. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, John?
It is. They got all the premium flavors that you could ever imagine over at the Wing Guru. Honey Suicide, garlic sriracha, spicy taco. It's Memorial Day weekend. What better time, man? What better time to eat the Wing Guru than right now, a 3-day weekend? Do it every night. Do it every day. It is amazing. It is the best in the world.
5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road for those of you on the north side of town, Raleigh-Bartlett area, north Memphis. Head on over. Two great locations, and they'll be open on Memorial Day so you can get your good Wing Guru on Monday as well. Be open all day long. Head on over. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, so I just saw this. I just actually saw this come across my Twitter feed. Donovan McNabb earlier today to TMZ Sports said, I am a Hall of Famer. My numbers speak for themselves. My numbers are better than Troy Aikman's, but he has Super Bowl rings and he's played with Hall of Famers.
That is what Donovan McNabb said. Now, you hit the your inclination is to hit the X on that, right?
Yes.
Your inclination is to hit the X on that.
You got stats, don't you?
But Donovan McNabb's numbers are better than Troy Aikman's. By far.
That's about bowls with Troy Aikman.
By far.
Memory didn't serve me right there.
Donovan McNabb had 37,276 passing yards, 234 passing touchdowns, and 117 interceptions. So Troy Aikman's 32,942 yards, 165 touchdowns, and 141 career interceptions. So in every single category, Donovan McNabb is significantly better, which surprises me in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe you could argue that the game was a little different, right, when Troy Aikman was playing quarterback. And by the time Donovan McNabb was around, it was, you know, it had opened up in some ways, verticality, right. You know, verticality-wise. But it still wasn't anything like it is today, you know. It's not like it wasn't, you know, offenses weren't doing what every offense does now where you're throwing 40 times a game, you know. And Donovan McNabb, I mean, he got Terrell Owens there for a little bit, and he had Brian Westbrook. But for the most part, I mean, who do you think – I mean, he didn't have a great offense. Like, you never think of him having an amazing offense.
No, he did not. And he also had a man that we know can never break through in the playoffs in Andy Reid.
Correct.
Now, look, I joke about that a little bit, but I'm also pretty serious about it, too. Andy Reid's had a problem winning in the playoffs. He was always McNabb's guy.
Brian Dawkins.
He's on the other side, though.
That's true.
Yeah, Dawkins was on the defense. Brass.
But during that time, though.
Yeah. You know,
sorry. I'm sorry, John.
But anyway, yes, I'm in agreement with Andy Reid that he's a Hall of Famer. The numbers are there. I don't think my point of that is that I don't think you can put the Super Bowls, the lack of Super Bowls, all on McNabb, all on one guy.
Yeah.
Yes, it is sort of the way we sort of separate great right from good is the Super Bowls. When we put the top quarterbacks up, it's the ones with the Super Bowls. It's the reason that Dan Marino comes down on the list because he doesn't have one, even though if you're talking about skill level, he'd be right there at the dang top.
Yeah.
Because Dan Marino was a stud. That said, no, I think McNabb, take away the Super Bowls and him not having, he is a Hall of Famer.
I think he is, too.
And he has the numbers to prove it. And I don't think not winning Super Bowls should be all on him. Some of it should be on Andy Reid.
Well, yeah, I mean, because, yes, is the quarterback the most important position on a football team?
Defense
of course it is.
All that stuff.
But, yeah, like,
Dude was tough, too, man.
There are three phases to every football game. You have an offense, you have a defense, you have special teams. You know, and the reality is if all three aren't clicking, it's difficult to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It is.
Him not being – whether he gets in or not will be based on that. And writers, you know, how closely they tie Super Bowl wins to your Hall of Fame status. That's what it's going to come down to for him.
Right. Like, I mean –
because the numbers, as you've laid out, are there.
Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Yes, because of the Super Bowls.
I mean, it's not even, like, close with the numbers.
The numbers,
there.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So
– that's why Eli's in.
I mean,
being a multiple.
Now, I think Super Bowls matter when you're talking about the greatest of all time, which I guess in some ways the Hall of Fame is. But nobody would say Donovan McNabb is a top five QB all time, top 10 QB all time. But the Hall of Fame is a different sort of discussion, you know? And I think when you have, you know, it's not like he was a bum in the postseason. I think I saw his record in the postseason was like 9-7.
Mm-hmm.
And again, also had more touchdowns in the postseason than Troy Aikman did.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman's record was better. But Troy Aikman's offense was better, you know? So I guess I see why you would compare yourself to Troy Aikman because your numbers just look so much better in comparison, you know? But, you know, the Super Bowl is obviously a distinction there. The Super Bowls are a distinction there. But, yeah, I think he's a Hall of Famer. I don't see any what would be the argument that he's not a Hall of Famer? They don't have Super Bowl? I mean,
that's it. The
come
people
on.
That are the voters that are keeping him out would be based on that.
Yeah,
that's
I think that's
the only
be,
thing you can hold against him.
That wouldn't really be fair.
It ain't all his fault.
Yeah, that would not be fair. Derek Carr, also, I believe, a Hall of Famer. So,
we
agree on that front for sure. There you go, Brad. Brad is on one today. But, yes, there you go. Donovan McNabb is a Hall of Famer. We have decided. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Klay Thompson is not going to be a $30 million man. He'll have a lot of money, but he's going to be $30
million. He lost out on at least 30.
He lost out on $30 million. We'll get to that. And more in the rundown. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM, ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now. And start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone. And $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss. Plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Harvard versus Horn Lake. Come see Gary Parrish and Jeff Calkins duke it out grilling style. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool in Collierville is hosting their very own Jeff and Gary in a grilling competition June 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come out and enjoy sports talk and grilling ideas and see who wins. Purchase tickets for a drawing for a ceramic Kamado Joe to be announced on June 1st. $10.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.